listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
Now, some people are just naturally organized and neat. Others, not so much. In fact, some people can't figure out how to put things away. They can't find anything. They'll spend half an hour trying to find the keys as they're on their way to work. And they end up with piles of stuff absolutely everywhere you look, on every chair and on every table. Now, whether they're hoarders or they're just messy, they could use the help of my next guest. Not only can she deal with garages and the house and general organizing, she can help get your office in shape, put the photos in order, clean up the computer, and I don't mean dust it, just make sure it's well organized. This week's cool person with a cool job is professional organizer Susan Portnoy, the force behind Organized Success. And Susan, first of all, thanks for dropping by.
You're so welcome, Tommy.
And I want to know, how did you find out that you had a knack for this, that you had a talent for organization?
You know what? I was a mother of four and the wife of a very, very busy physician who worked hundreds of hours. And in my life at home, I had to be organized. I had no choice. But what I really discovered when I became a professional organizer was there is not one way to organize. And I learned so much from my clients as time went on.
So it's pretty individual because different people organize in different ways.
It is so individual. There is no one way. And you really have to know the person and know what works for them and then provide creative ways outside the box to get them organized.
Now tell me about a situation where you went to organize somebody's house, and you had an idea of what you were going to do, and you saw them doing something very well, like a tip you picked up from one of your clients.
I went to an ADD client once, and my feeling is I like surfaces cleared, and I don't like everything around. Right. That wouldn't have worked for that client.
Uh-huh.
She had to see everything. And so she had to see all of these labels and all of these notes and all of these things that to me looked like absolute clutter, but to her it wasn't clutter. She needed that. And that's the kind of thing I picked up. There was one client I'm going to tell you, though, that she thought she had a better way, and I left there. I couldn't help her. I walked in, she was a physician, and I walked in and she had piles of journals on the floor, piles of papers on every surface. There wasn't one clear counter. And I said, my suggestion for you would be to buy sleek horizontal filing cabinets that would blend in with your wall that you
right.
wouldn't even see. And she said, Susan, that would be clutter to me. I said, and this isn't clutter? And
yes.
She said, no. She could never find a paper. I could not help her. I could not convince her. As convincing as I am usually, this client I could not convince.
Well, she was wrong. It's as simple as that. I mean, that's ridiculous. She
was
wrong.
Ridiculous.
And you were right.
Now, in that case.
Now, yes. I want to ask about your house.
Yes.
Okay. Your house, everything is spotless and in order all the time. And I know that because I've been there. I know that. And I love to kid around when I walk into the house and say, what a mess. Look what I found, a toothpick. And of course, there's no such thing. There's no toothpick. Nothing is out of place. Is it difficult for you to get around to making sure your own place is organized?
Now
you're so busy.
Now I'm in a different situation. My children live with me, and for the time being, and I have grandchildren in my house. So I would not say my house is in perfect order at all times.
The grandchildren are keeping a toy out of the toy box? How long are they allowed to do that, Susan?
They're allowed to do it because they play.
Okay, so play is allowed. Now, what is the biggest challenge for somebody organizing it? Because when I've made attempts to do it, I think the big issue is it's too much. It's overwhelming because everything that exists, you have to either touch it, pick it up, or look at it and make a decision. I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to give this away. Who can make 1,000 decisions without getting a headache?
Nobody. And what happens is people think they can do it on their own, and they start. And they come to 10 things that they have no idea what to do with, and they just stop. And they stop in midstream. When you have an organizer working with you, you help the person along. You create a solution for that bottleneck. And one example is I say, let's put it away in a box. We're not going to look at the box. We're going to date it as of today. And every single thing we can't decide about in the next 2 minutes, we're going to put in the box. And in 6 months, if you haven't gone to that box to get one of those things, throw it out sight unseen. When people get to that bottleneck and they get stopped, it just ruins their organization.
I want to talk about that bottleneck. I remember when we worked together, I had all kinds of things. Well, I got to keep this. This is from the time I went to attend this event. Oh, this is a lovely program. Well, this is a bus transfer from London, England. So we called them all memorabilia. And we had memorabilia box one, memorabilia box two, box three. And Susan, they're still there in those boxes. The house is neat, and I've never had to look through them. And one day, actually, when I was bored and at some time, I opened one of the boxes and just looked through it. It was a lot of fun looking through
it. It's a lot of fun.
And then I put it back where it was. Now, tell me about the concept for professional organizers of everything has to have its home. What does that mean?
When people have a house and they can't find anything, they can't find their keys, they can't find their phone. When I go into a house and I learn about the person, and I find a home for the keys in a key box, and I tell them, my idea of where that would be a great place to keep something. And every time they need a scissors or every time they need a stapler, they go to that home. Then it just saves them hours and hours of time. The same applies in an office. And I teach secretaries, find a home for every single item. And when your boss needs it, in 30 seconds or less, you can bring it to them. It's an amazing concept.
Have you ever walked into someone's home and felt like just walking right out? It's just too much.
No, there's never anything that scares me. But what I do is when somebody says, but Susan, you haven't seen my basement. You haven't seen my attic. You haven't seen my garage. It's even worse in this room. And I can hear the panic in their voice. I say, we're not working on your basement today. We're not working on your garage or your attic. This is the room we're doing. We're going to make it into a haven of peace, and you're going to enjoy it. And then we will attack another room another day.
Right, because if you don't do it like that, you give up on the whole. It's all too much. She listed all that, it's too much. And even within in the room, would it make sense to say, because even the room looks overwhelming, to say, you know what, this drawer only.
Okay, I don't attack drawers first. I attack what is visible first. I attack floor space. I attack bookshelves. I attack surfaces. Once that is
sounds so
out
violent,
of the way,
I attack. She goes into the house. She just attacks everything. Susan Portnoy with Organized Success. If you have any questions or comments, she is a professional organizer. We'll find out how involved the clients get. And what about the computer? Does she do that as well? And pictures and all of that? And has she ever worked with a hoarder? We'll get the answer to that as well. The life of a professional organizer, Susan Portnoy, her website, www.organizesuccess.com. How did you get started in the business aspect of it?
It's a very funny story, Tommy. I wanted to go back to work after my last child left home. And my husband asked me what I was going to do. And I said, I thought I would become an organizer. I thought I would use my organizational skills to do something. I went to Toronto to move my sister, and I unpacked 105 boxes in 3 days. And every single person that walked into that house said, I would pay you to do this in my house. And I came home and I said, you know what? I'm a teacher by training. I am going to write organizational workshops, and I'm going to approach different organizations and see who would like me to teach there. The organization that took me up on it was the Ben Weider Community Center. I started off teaching 3 courses a semester, and that grew to 7. And every single person would come up to me and say, Susan, I love the course, but would you go to my husband's office and organize that? Would you come to my house and organize my child? Would you come to my house and organize my kitchen? And that's how it all started. But the funniest part was I got a phone call one day, and I was approached by some women's group. Could I come and speak on a Tuesday? This was on a Friday. And I said, sure. And she said, I heard you're a professional organizer. Our group would love it. And she said, by the way, what's the name of your company? And I said, there's my other phone ringing. I'll call you right back. And I had scribbled down four names that I said, if I ever had a company, what would I call it? And I had scribbled down four names, and I loved the name Organized Success. And so I called her back, and I said, the name of my company is Organized Success. And she said, and Tuesday night, you'll bring your cards? And I said, sure, I'll bring my cards. I had no cards. I had never researched the name of the company to know that somebody else didn't have it. I was very naive, but that's how it started.
Well, now, this texture is saying, the opposite problem of being a hoarder also exists. My mother was a clean freak. Our living room carpet showed footprints. My mother liked the vacuumed look on it. When she wasn't looking, I would sneak over to the candy dish with as few steps as possible, then wipe away my footprints with the vacuum nozzle. So sometimes it gets that bad. You mentioned that you do it for business. How could you be organizing a business, someone's office, while the work of the office is going on? How's that?
I have to go in at night, Tommy, and when I go into an accountant's office, I can sit on the floor in the hallway from 8 o'clock till midnight, organizing a huge, huge backlog of papers. We will work any hours that the person is available. I personally don't work Saturday, but I have employees that do. We work weekends. We work nights. We fit ourselves into that person's schedule.
What about this? Is, I'm very organized. I don't even think about it. It comes naturally, a place for everything and everything in its place. If somebody is thinking about doing it right now on their own, what tip would you have for them?
I would say pick one room, follow a pattern where you sort first, you then throw out, you then give everything a home. Then you go to buy the containers. Don't run to buy the containers at the beginning because they'll be the wrong size and the wrong shape. And then you keep it up. Start with one space. Don't attack your whole room, your whole house at once.
When you walk into a house or into a room, do you have an immediate vision of how it'll look like when it's all done?
Yes. I just look at it and I say, this is a beautiful space. If this were organized and if this were calm and if this were decluttered, you could be living as if you had moved.
Do you also do home staging?
I do everything. We do everything.
She does everything. We're gonna find. We're gonna find out what else. We're gonna find out what else she does. You can join the conversation. Text us a question. Professional organizer Susan Portnoy, my guest. Text your comment or your question to 514-800. You're listening to the Tommy Schnurmacher Show on CJAD. Stay with us. My guest, professional organizer Susan Portnoy. Home staging. You do that as well?
I personally don't do it. I have amassed, Tommy, a team of seven. And every single person that I have brought onto my team is superb. So anything anybody needs, I provide.
This texter wants to know, Tommy, is she looking for a helper?
No.
How does somebody get involved in becoming a home stager or a professional organizer?
There is a website, www.organizersincanada.com. When I started in 1999, there were only 16 organizers in Canada, none of which I knew about. Now there are at least 2,000. Anybody can go onto this website. They can go to the Montreal chapter. Every single month there is a meeting. The meetings are usually $20 for non-members, and they can go to these meetings and they can meet the other people that are organizers in Montreal. There are about 35 of us, and talk to them and see, you know, what their area of interest would be.
This texter wants to know, is there a store that's best for large choices of containers and storage bins?
I have a whole array of places I go. I like Déco Découvert. I like Walmart, Canadian Tire. Those are, you know, the three major ones that I use.
When someone's getting ready to sell a house, they say the first thing to do is declutter. Would that mean taking down all the pictures, artwork, and knickknacks?
You are supposed to make your home depersonalized. People are not supposed to come into a home and see your whole family. They have to picture it like they would like to live in it. And so the less clutter around, the better.
Do you? What's the best thing? What do you like most about what you do?
I adore the relationships I form with my clients. Every single one of my clients since 1999 has become my friend. They utilize us for everything. When they move, when they're going to move their elderly parents, when they have a project going on, anything they need, they call us. And that is a very big, it's very rewarding for me to know that.
Have you ever worked with a hoarder?
I personally do not. I have somebody in my company that does. I personally like progress. And hoarders, even for them to throw out one piece of paper is actually traumatic. But it's a very huge part of an organizer's job, so I hire somebody to do that.
A pleasure talking to you. Our guest is Susan Portnoy. Her website, if you want to find out more details, www.organizedsuccess.com.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.